Retail crunch, more giants on their knees, nationalize them now. Ryan Aldred, Plymouth Socialist Party and US door rep, personal capacity. House of Fraser plans to close 31 of its 59 stores nationally, leading to the loss of 6,000 jobs. Likewise, it has also been announced that discount retailer Poundworld has appointed administrators, putting a further 5,100 jobs at risk. House of Fraser joins a growing list of retailers such as Toys R Us, BHS and Maplin's which are either scaling back, or in many cases disappearing completely from the high street. As small retailers cannot easily afford the rent and business rates of large shops in prime locations, this is resulting in more and more town and city centers resembling ghost towns. House of Fraser chief executive Alex Williamson has cited the rise of online shopping as one of the challenges which has led to the decision to close 31 House of Fraser stores. However, years of pay freezes, below inflation wage rises, and increased casualization are also having an impact as eye-watering austerity is negatively affecting consumer spending power. After the collapse of BHS, retail union US door passed a resolution at its 2017 conference calling on the government to bring companies in a similar situation into public ownership. The union needs to make good on this call and lobby the government to take steps to bring House of Fraser into public ownership and rescue 6,000 jobs from being lost. This needs to be linked up with a more generalized campaign by all unions to build a coordinated fight back on pay to end the squeeze which is seeing the demise of the high street. While coordinated action on pay would go some way to reverse lower standards of living and boost consumer spending, it is only democratic public ownership and planning which will ultimately protect workers from the damaging effects of the market economy and its current climate of collapsing retail giants.